Don't believe everything you hear from the town gossips, because this week's discovery uncovers long-kept small-town secrets. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. When you live in a small town, your secrets rarely stay secret for long, because everyone seems to know everyone else's business. But in Axe to Grind, the third Kenny Lowry mystery by author Tanya Capps, long-kept secrets lead to murder and mayhem for a small-town sheriff. The story follows Sheriff Kenny Lowry's investigation as the gossip circles in her small town of Cottonwood, Kentucky, erupt with speculation about the town's most famous resident. Author Beryl Stone was best known for her scandalous romance novels, but her next book could be her most scandalous yet. After the author's death, word spreads of a secret tell-all that promises to reveal some of the town's residents' darkest secrets. And when Beryl's assistant is found murdered, Kenny finds herself in a race to find the killer and the manuscript. Now, with its likable characters and its small-town southern charm, Axe to Grind is a charming cozy, blending mystery and romance for an easygoing read. Kenny faces plenty of challenges as the town's young, female sheriff, but she knows how to use the system in her favor. She also gets plenty of help from her handsome deputy, Finn Vincent, as well as from the ghost of her beloved papa, Cottonwood's former sheriff. Admittedly, the ghostly assistance does seem out of place in an otherwise normal, down-home cozy mystery, but it certainly separates this series from other cozies. Still, it's sometimes hard to believe that the secrets contained in the tell-all would really be secrets. The town seems to be swarming with gossips, and if someone were turning the residents' secret affairs into best-selling novels, it's likely that everyone would know about it. So while the secrets and mysteries definitely give the story plenty of interest and intrigue, they may make you question the aptitude of the town's gossips. But is it worth riding along with this sheriff and her otherworldly assistant? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. The story isn't without its holes, but the likable characters and small-town scandals make it a light and entertaining read. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Axe to Grind by Tanya Capps is 192 scandalous and supernatural pages long and is available from Henry Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.